Okay, so my critical incident happened today, actually. So 26th of February 2008, Tuesday. On a Tuesday, it all happened on a Tuesday. And what happened was, I was playing a game of cards with a girl who has a I don't know exactly what her disability is, but she is basically vocally impaired. And then I think she's a slow learner and just lots of motor skill problems and stuff like that. And myself and another volunteer were playing cards. And what happened was we're playing Uno. So to indicate like a color change when it was a wild, she would, the student would point at the card and then, at the color on the card, instead of saying it right at first, she would identify it with her finger and then we would sort of affirm. So then we would say, oh, you want it to be this color. And my role in the incident, I was an observer. I guess I was participating in the card game, but, observing in the moment of the incident. Oh, that's such a strong word. Anyway, what happened was it was like a speaking for others situation because as soon as we would say like, oh, you want it to be red, she would say, yeah, red. Or, I mean, in her broken, her less developed speech. But she would say, she knows the colors and things like that. And at the time, I mean, it seems like it's helpful to be like trying to like, you know how you repeat back to someone to show that you understand what they're saying. But at the same time, instead of giving her the opportunity to actually vocalize the words herself and sort of like a sense of autonomy to come to the, I'm saying it, so I'm going to let somebody, I mean, I'm not sure if she's conscious of this, but I see like, let her do it herself, like just wait for her to say it instead of speaking for her. And so how do I plan to respond to the incident? I think I'll just be more and I think that applies to, like, lots of stuff with kids in general because they're learning, like, how to form sentences. They're learning how to, like, do things. Their motor skills aren't as advanced. So instead of just, like, taking a toy and, like, doing something for them or speaking for them or, you know, letting them sort of struggle a little bit but actually get it out themselves is helpful to them as far as promoting learning on their behalf. So I think I'll just try and be more patient with kids or who are trying to speak and form sentences or express their opinion instead of like, oh, is this what you mean? Or is this what you want to say? Because a lot of times kids are kind of like, yeah, even though if you just waited, they would have said what they wanted. And maybe you're just assuming what they're trying to say, which isn't really what they're trying to say. So et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, so, and that's what I learned about my own. As far as my own service learning practices goes, just keep in mind that, just be patient and let the kids say what they want to say instead of, you know, thinking I'm being helpful, like, jump to saying it for them. So, there you go.